New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. All right. Yeah. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Power Sports Studio. They're awesome. They're on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. You go there for ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides. Oh, boy. E-bikes, scooters, go-karts. Good God, that is awesome. They have it all. Affordable family fun. Full service department for you there. And you can find out more information at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Brandis is here. She says, 3 days in a row, I'm on a roll. We love you forever. How was puppy sleeping last night? How many puppies are in the bed with you, Brandis? Because I was a little squished last night. We go with three. And the important thing is frequent sheet changes. You know, like daily, pretty much. There's bound to be a moment or two, though. You know, it's you know you love your pets when they're sleeping and somehow their actual asshole is right by your face. Like, there have been moments when I, and there's nothing worse than a dog fart, because every one of those just, it's they're just laced with so much turd particulates. And then, like, the actual noise from the fart wakes me up. And typically dog farts aren't that loud, but I'll be sound asleep. All of a sudden you hear, oh my God. Oh, what the fuck? Horrible. Jesus. So then you got to kind of regroup, put the fan, and then like go wash your face. So bad. She says sometimes three, sometimes just Bean, because he's my baby boy. Is that Bean is the heart dog for you? O'Neill is my heart dog. I have a lot of things to talk about today. From a show perspective and just various family-oriented things. And when I say family-oriented, I mean disasters. But what is really a catastrophe right now is when it comes to the great food giveaway, apparently when I started talking to this person at Meijer, Nate, no one told me that he was actually retarded. What an absolute clusterfuck. Thank God for Mike Ball. He is putting out the fire right now as we speak. It's real simple. A month ahead of time, I say, this is what we need. 150 of all of these and 300 cans of corn. I need the price. I get the price. This guy, this Nate fuck, is like, I can't even reach the fucker. As predicted, the day of payment came and went, and this asshole's not even there. Nick says you're not supposed to deal with the cart pushers for the big orders. I haven't. For the longest time, I dealt with this nice guy, Josh. He was great. And then he moved to another store, and he handed it off to another dude. Was great. And the way this has worked in the past is all the things that I told you that needed to happen, happen. And then on the big day, it's all written on a receipt or like an order form. And then I go to the cash register with my guy. That's what it was like year one through four. And then he just scans the thing. Says, "Eric, this is the cost for all this food. Thank you, kind sir." Boom. Buy it. Leave. Mike Ball will be here tomorrow with his trailer to pick it up. It'll be here waiting. Done and done. Perfect. But I don't know what's going on there, but this piece of shit, Nate, has fucked up the whole goddamn thing. And so now, Meyer and Jennison is fucking fired. All right? They're fired. This is it, you cocksuckers. All the food is being purchased, but it was a fucking catastrophe. Yesterday, it didn't get done like it was supposed to. I reached out to this piece of shit. He doesn't get back a hold of me. I call the store. I can't reach the son of a bitch. Mike Ball, I'm talking to him. He goes, "All right, I'll go there in the morning." He goes there in the morning. The fucking dick's not there again today. So there's like five other people in the different departments. They're like, "Oh, what? Huh? Huh? Holy shit." And then, you know, he's like dropping this piece of shit's name. And they're all like, "Oh, no, you had to deal with that loser, that fuckstick." So, you know, Mike Ball, thank God, because, I mean, I'm here. I'm locked away in this goddamn cave forever. And he's out there taking time out of his workday to track this down. First of all, the piece of shit didn't quote me the right amount of cans of corn. He quoted me 150, even though I explicitly said in the instructions I need 300, you fucking maggot. He fucked that whole thing up. No big deal, though. It's $150 worth of corn. Then, so none of this gets organized. I mean, this is a ton of food. 150 hams, 150 jars of gravy. They didn't have the gravy. They didn't have the rolls. They didn't have the pies. All of this shit got fucked up. Mike Ball is going to all these different Meijers to try to get required shit. And he's like, he goes, "All right, I'm just going to buy it all. And then you've got the money from all the donations. You just pay me." I go, "That's fine, man. I mean, that makes it an easier. I really appreciate this. We'd be fucked without you." So fuck you, Jennison Meyer. You are fucking fired. Fuck off and die, you pieces of shit. Fuck you, Nate. I hope you get in a fucking wreck, you asshole. Not to mention, Mike goes to the Standale Meyer, and he talks to the boss over there. She goes, "Why didn't you come to me with this?" And he goes, "I didn't, you know, I was just... EZ went to that one for the geographic location, and it had worked fine for the first 4 years, okay? But now this drippy cunt asshole, Nate, fuck you, has fucked up everything. Everything is fucked, and all this fucking asshole had to do was the literally lift a finger. I go there, and all I want to do is spend $3,500 with you. You don't have to do anything. You have to click a couple buttons and make sure it's ready. Take the little thing, Juan. Here's Eric. I need this much money. Here you go. God damn it." Chris says, "That's a knifing right there. Did you get it sorted at least?" Well, I didn't do anything. Nate did everything. Or not Nate. Mike Ball did everything. Nate fucked everything up, this piece of shit. Fuck you. You miserable piece of shit. Tyler says, "I saw this coming when you didn't hear from him." So, now... So I guess I need to know. I mean, Do I care and out? Do I then go ahead? Does Nate need a fucking lesson? I think he does. I need to corner Meyer boss and say, hey, I'm requesting a sit down. Why? Because. Explain why. Explain what's up. And then say, hey, this is what I wanted to do. All I wanted to do was get 150 of all of this and 300 cans of corn, and I'm going to give you $3,500. Does that sound like a good idea? Yeah. All right, great. Nick says, should switch to GFS or Cisco. Their logistics are way better. Probably could have the reefer truck show up at Irvine's. I don't know what the reefer truck is, but that sounds good. I actually have a friend who works in the food service industry. That's a great idea for next year. So maybe not even the Standale Meyer. I don't know. All I know is this. Meyer, Jennison fucking Meyer, fuck you. My God. Bob says, how about calling them live and bitching them out? Well, I would, but I think this is more fun. You know? Chris says, it's a truck full of reefer. Wait a minute. Are you telling me should switch to GFS or Cisco? Their logistics are way better. Could have the reefer truck show up at Irvine's. Do GFS and Cisco have reefer trucks? Is that what you're suggesting? Oh, no, no. He's saying refrigerator, semi-trailer. Okay. Short Fuse Linda says, we need a one-star Google review. We'll have Kenny do that when he's done pouting. Kenny, I see you're here. Are you still pouting? I need to know. What's the update on pout? Is there hurt? Is there pain? Let us know. Point to the spot that you're hurt at. He says, nobody's pouting. Well, that's good. I just assumed you were because you left in a huff yesterday. So I assumed you were like hurt and, you know, we can't have that. It's great food giveaway time. He even says, I said good morning to Corey and to Tophus. Well, what brought that on? Wow, look at you go. So I am, I'm completely beside myself on this issue here. What a bunch of miserable assholes. Well, you know what? I take it back. I can't say that there's more than one miserable asshole at the Jennison Meyer. But this fucking loser, Nate, needs a goddamn lesson in how the fucking world works. Shit, what a fucking loser. So what I want to know from the audience is, do I go out of my way to seek a sit down with Meyer boss and say, look, this is how it went. This is what the expectation was. This is the way it's been in the past. Now, because of that, you're out. Go fuck yourself. It's over. You know, is that how this works? Rebecca says yes. Piano Finger Banger says absolutely. Packer for Fun says do it. Rebecca number two says absolutely yes. They need to know he fucked this up. Chris says the sit down is a little over the top. I would just let his boss know what happened and go somewhere else next year. All right. Well, I mean, I guess the sit down was metaphoric. What level of management is Nate? I don't know. Look, this is what I know. In the first 3 years doing this with Joshua, he's an of-age individual. His shit together. All the T's were crossed and the I's were dotted. And all was fantastic. He passed it off to Sean. Sean was a dynamo. It was like nothing ever happened. And I said to Josh, I go, can you tip Josh or can you tip Sean off about this whole thing coming up? Yeah, he did. Done. Sean, same fucking thing. Nate figures it out. I get Nate on the phone. He's not aware, but I explained it to him. I'm doing a fundraiser with my audience. They give me a bunch of money and then I buy all the stuff there. All you have to do is give me a price ahead of time, which he did. And then on the big day, have the food ready. I pay you for it. My guy picks it up, and away we go. Cocksucker did nothing. Nothing. Holy shit. Chris says poor dude is probably going to be gone in a couple months anyway based off his communication skills that you've let us know about. Brandis says go full Karen. This was meant for so many people in need, dropping the ball, and this is unacceptable. I actually had a dream about this, about here we are. We've had four previous years of success. So all of those people who took advantage of that, they're going to be there. This is like part of it now. This will be our biggest year for clientele. It's been growing quite a bit. And then you added into it the TV support. I don't even know if we needed to talk about it on TV, frankly. But Megan has been inundated with phone calls about this very event. If you think about it, $3,500 worth of food and probably another $3,000 worth of sanitary napkins and $2,000 worth of food. That's a lot of things that are being distributed to the community in a homespun grassroots event. That's fucking fantastic. And there'll be more people than ever there this year. So my concern was, if we don't have the food, we're fucking dead. They're going to burn the place down. Shit. Kenny says, I hope anyone turned away last year after it ran out is able to be there first in line this year. Mike Ball went and got 12 pies from the piece of shit Meyer, and then he received, he went over to another Meyer and got even more, and then there was no, they didn't have any rolls, so he had to go and like buy them all off the floor. I mean, it was all a catastrophe. So many unnecessary moments. In the past, it had been pull up the trailer, open the door. 2 minutes later, all of the food is in the trailer. Off he goes. Loser Nate, fuck this all up. Wow. Chris says, glad it all worked out in the end. I would for sure let the boss man know. That's silly. He didn't even do a thing. Meyer should sponsor the giveaway. Now, fuck this shit. We're not doing that. I don't want anybody attached to this. I like it just the way it is. If there's going to be any growth, it's going to be because of word of mouth. And I like the fact that it is powered by solely 100% dropping money in a hat. That's the way I like this event to be. Yes, I'm sure it could be bigger, but, this is great. Mike Ball called Megan and got some guidance from her about the pies. So we will have a variety of pies. And it was misquoted on the price, by the way. The dollars and cents that he was giving me, it was like more for this product, less for that product. And then so I don't even know where the dollars and cents line up, but I'm not even worried about that. We'll figure it out. I'm glad and happy that Mike is involved in this because I had a bad feeling. Being tied to here most of the day, I don't have a lot of options in, trying to make sure that people are doing their fucking jobs. K Kenny says so he couldn't get the prices correct. He couldn't get the cans of corn correct. And then all this fell apart today. Well, not only that, misquoted and just flat out not there. There weren't any pies and there weren't any rolls. And the rolls that they do have were $1.50 more per or something like that, or $2.50 more per. So, yeah, it was incorrectly priced. Huge pile of shit. So what had been an easy operation throughout all of this, you know, I had a bit of trepidation. I should have gone with my gut. As soon as I heard Nate, I just had the impression that he was a retard. And I didn't listen to that. I should have pulled the plug right there, but I didn't. And now we're left holding on to our dicks because of this loser. And so now we will have much more in place logistically for next year, something that we didn't have to do. Who would have thought that something as simple as buying a lot of food with 6 weeks lead up time to it would lead to, on the moment of truth, nothing getting done? My God, family fare all the way. What a pile of shit facility organization this is, Nate. You know, Mike Ball is one of the most even keel people that I know. I mean, he's steady Eddie. To hear Mike Ball flabbergasted, I was like, what? Tyler says, look at the bright side, EZ. This will be a great story every year. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, I mean, but I unacceptable. Kenny with a great suggestion there. He says, can you call Mike Ball?
Call Mike Ball. Yeah, it's a great idea, actually.
Known in my phone as Mike Ball State.
This is Mike. Sorry, I'm unable to leave your name, number, and a brief.
Of course. Chris says Mike's butt must have puckered up a bit when he got to Meijer. He's too busy driving around West Michigan buying everything piecemeal, because of retarded Nate. He's so dead. I can't wait to deliver the news to the boss. Chris says he's too busy saving the great food giveaway. He truly is. All right. I wrote down all the things here, and that's kind of like the big one about this fucking tragedy that has taken place. I just finished a long day on Q100. Hopefully you remembered and weren't waiting at 10 a.m. for me to start the show here. Some of you probably were. But I was on until 11 a.m. today playing radio. So here we are. One of the things I talked about on the radio today, talk about a North of the Hard Living Line event that I wish I could see this. They're having there's a big bash coming up for New Year's Eve. You know how you do the drop the ball and every community drops the ball, and they have like some type of ball that they lower down. And the one that everybody knows is the one in New York City. I think it costs like $90 million to make that thing. Well, Q100 is supporting an event that's going on there. And I talked about it on the radio. They're having a formal masquerade ball. So, to me, if it's a masquerade ball, does that mean you just have like a mask over your eyes? Like when they were getting ready for that big orgy scene in Eyes Wide Shut? Or do you have to like get into costume? Because it says it's a formal masquerade ball. Now, again, north of the hard living line. So that could mean formal, anything mossy oak with a tie, dirty underwear, smell like BO, shit on your face, and a mask. Chris says mossy oak in a pole barn with McDonald's for dinner. I don't know. I think it's going to be good. $50 to get in. And here's the kicker. Now, this community, there's rivers everywhere. Every time you turn around, you're looking at the bank of a river. Canoeing is part of the tourism. Like there's more than one places where you can rent canoes. There's two big fucking rivers that are right there. And all the tributaries that go into it, it's just fucking water all over the place. That's where they have that the world's greatest canoe marathon. Grayling, Michigan is where this is. Where Q100 is, where my place up north is, my Fear Bunker North. That canoe marathon is an international event. There's people from like 30 countries in the thing throwing their canoe in the water, and they paddle from Grayling in the middle of the state all the way to Lake Michigan. I'm sorry, Lake Huron. It takes 24 hours. Like huge prize money. It's on TV, and all the news media are there from around the world. It's incredible. And a lot of the news media just kind of like talk to the locals who communicate in grunts and chirps. At the New Year's Eve event, instead of dropping the ball, they're dropping a canoe. Swear to God. And I've been promoting it on the radio. The very first New Year's Eve masquerade ball, Grayling, Q100, canoe drop. Now, I'm speculating as to how they're going to do this. Are they going to have like an apparatus set up with the canoe way high on a telescoping pole, and they lower it down gently with guy wires and whatever? Are they going to have a crane, you know, and then just have it from the crane, which I think would look exquisitely redneck? I think that's a fantastic option. Or are they going to put the canoe on top of the building and just throw it off the side as they get down to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Starman 314 says, my best friend has a cabin on the Asable River outside of Grayling. Great area. Oh, it's incredible. Chris says Nick should go to the ball. That's his hunting grounds. Yeah, for sure. Our very own Nick, the electrician, Raw Dog Nick, or Dirty Dick Nick. Nick has been online having these troll women show up at his residence from all parts on the wrong side of the area, hard living lines, and just show up at his house to get boned. And then he sends them on his way, on their way. He described the last one as wrestling a bear. Chris says, is Nick the Electrician the same as Arena Nick? Yes, he goes by many monikers. Nick the Electrician, Arena Nick, Dirty Dick Nick, or Raw Dog Nick. He's a legend around these parts. Hopefully, he will join us on a Big Fraud Thursday this evening. Tonight on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ben Glaze will be chugging down a full container bottle, I guess, of blue cheese dressing, which goes great with buffalo chicken wings. The bet that Ben had with Stu McAllister was whoever's team loses the Lions game has to fulfill their end of the bet. The Lions lost. They won't win another game for the end of the year, by the way, till the end of the year. They won't win again till next year. Mark it down. I'm telling you right now. Sorry to break the news to you, but it's over. Anyway. Ben has to drink, to fulfill his end of the bet, the blue cheese dressing. We will do that at the end of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. It'll happen at around sometime between 8:20, 8:30. Linda is frustrated with me and the logical approach of the Lions won't win another game. I'm sorry. But that's the truth. I'm a realist. I love the Lions. When I felt they were going to keep winning, they kept winning. And I, you know what? I don't appreciate Chris D, the comment that I am like Joe Martinez. You know, the idea, I mean, Joe is a hater. I am not a hater. I want them to win. I would love to be surprised. Okay? But the injuries are just too great. And I don't think anybody would be able to overcome that. Okay? So y'all just better shut up about that shit. And if I am wrong, I hope I'm wrong. I will gladly beg forgiveness. Chris says little buddy is going to help us out. Are you referring to Caleb Williams? I don't know. Chris says you still have to call Kyle though. Yeah, I will. I'll do all the things I've been doing. I just don't feel good about this. Kenny says, oh, ye of little faith. Yep, I am. I don't have faith right now. Coach Campbell says it can't all be for nothing. Yeah, it can. That's why it's so hard to win in that league or any league. You know, players get hurt. Which reminds me, I have to share something with you to help promote Big Fraud Thursday. As you know, Big Fraud Thursday starts with Who Are These Free Beers? Where Ben Glaze and I review recent clips from the world famous Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. I saw on the Free Beer and Hot Wing subreddit that there was an incident that happened on the radio. And at first I thought, no, there's no way. It had to have been heard like through a stream or something. But it wasn't. There was some type of breakdown that occurred where a giant F-bomb got heard on the radio. I'm going to play it for you right now. This happened yesterday on the show.
Dan Campbell was on a radio show and a radio station he does a weekly interview. I think it's on the sports station.
97.1 The Ticket. Yeah.
And he was asked about the loss. And man, he was ready, it seems.
And look, I don't, you know what happens is, you know, you win 11 in a row, you know, and you lose and then the sky falls. And I hate to say it, but we're not going to be able to win 11 in a row again for the rest of this season. We're just not going to be able to do it. And, you know, what happens is you get used to eating filet, and I'm talking to all of us, and well, everything's good. Life's good, you know, but you forgot what it was like when you had nothing and you ate your fucking molded bread.
No. Ooh.
Didn't get that one. No. Grand Rapids FC.
Mm-hmm.
C. Violation.
Okay, so after the F-bomb drops, they all react. Oh, didn't get that one. Now, if things are working well, where they're supposed to, when that happens, you're fortunate you have a delay. So you hit it, and then that disappears. Don't ask me how, but it does. Greg hit the button, and it didn't cut it out. So it went over the actual airwaves that way. They were all kind of cheeky afterwards because, I mean, you feel the adrenaline when it happens, but you know you're safe because you can hit that button. And, well, that didn't work because that actually happened on the air. And there's all sorts of people commenting saying, oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. And then they talked about will they get in trouble? And truth be told, no. The FCC has not imposed any type of fines for indecency in decades, frankly. And it's easier than ever to report. In fact, on the subreddit, someone suggested that I would report it. But it doesn't do anything. There's even a spot where you can upload audio and write down your complaint, and it means nothing. They won't do a thing. You don't have to worry about that. You can say whatever you want on the radio these days. The bigger issue is the parent company, Town Square Media, they get freaked out when that happens because this exact scenario happened to us years ago when I was still on the radio. Joe was playing audio from a documentary about Scientology. An F-bomb played that shouldn't have played. Greg hit the dump. 5 minutes later, we're getting input from audience members via text saying, hey, I'm actually out listening to the radio. You guys are acting like that didn't go out over the radio, but when you hit the dump button, it didn't dump it. We all heard it. And so we got very anxious about that at the time. And then the word kind of trickled down. And Town Square, they wanted to suspend Joe and Free Beer and me and it was all weird. And we're like, well, what they did, though, is the technical leader of the radio station, the engineer, for whatever reason, they thought he needs to be suspended. And then our program director, Johnny Walker at the time, who was probably riding into work, he was suspended. Now, knowing Greg, well, I guess now I don't know him now. He seems like a totally different person these days. Old Greg would have approached the bosses and said, hey, we had an incident, and just so you don't, in case you hear something later. I'm telling you now, which is smart. But I don't know if he behaves that way anymore. But ultimately, nothing should happen. It shouldn't, you know. When Town Square acted so aggressively to suspend poor Mike Majeski and Johnny Walker back then, that was a pile of shit decision on their part to begin with. It was so stupid, you assholes. God damn it. If you were to just look it up, when's the last time the FCC fined anybody for indecency? It goes back decades. It's like when Howard Stern was on the air or some shit like that. Everybody on radio is so goddamn nervous. They're more concerned about getting canceled than they are getting in trouble with the FCC for indecency. Chris says, adrenaline, like when Funny Girls tried to destroy your live show. Oh, yes, the Funny Girls. Jeremy says, you can say whatever you want because the FCC knows nobody listens to the radio. And Tyler said, makes the same comment. All right, I've got more, but I'm going to cut loose the audience members that are enjoying the show on Facebook and YouTube. Thank you so much for being here. If you want the full show, it's on Twitch. So you're like, how do I do that? I don't know how to do that. Yeah, you do. If you know how to log on to anything, you know how to get on to Twitch. You just go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, and there it is. Give yourself a username, contribute to the chat so I can interact with you and have fun. And yeah, that's how we do it. Or on your mobile device, download the Twitch app, and then search out Eric Zane Live, all one word, and there I am. How about that? Subscribe to my channel, and you can get it commercial free. Wait a minute, what do you mean commercial free? Well, while you're watching it, this is an Amazon platform. They throw commercials in there. So when it mutes me and the commercial runs, like, how do I get rid of that? There are ways. You can either link up your Amazon Prime account, or you can pay like $5 a month. I don't know how that works. I have a Patreon, 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can get it for free with a, you have to put in a credit card, but then cancel it right after and you get the 7 days. After the 7 days, I won't charge you and your 7 day trial will run out. And you can re-up it and enable your credit card if you then are thinking, yeah, I like this. I can get behind this. And then it'll charge you $5 or $10 a month. The $5 a month is all my audio. The 10 a month, audio, video, live streams. And there you go. Thank you so much. And if you want to sign up for a full year for either of those, I'll knock 10% off the cost. It's all there at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Reach out to me via email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Excuse me, that is the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Thank you so much to my friends at Shoreliners Striping. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get anything printed at Forge 3D. Sensory toys, fidgets, games, your favorite athletic team's merch, any professional or college team. Forge 3D has licensing with every NFL, baseball, hockey, NBA team, G League team, American Hockey League team, college sports. They have it all. You can get it all with Forge 3D. Anything can be made into a piece of merch from your favorite team. Various dragons, dinosaurs, almost any animal you can think of can be printed out. Go to Forge3DLLC.com. Forge3DLLC.com. This is a local startup that's been doing great things. Perhaps you have something that of yours is that's busted. And it's like the whole thing's going to go in the garbage unless I can get this one part replaced. How could I possibly do that? No job is too big or too small. Reach out to Forge 3D. They can help you. Trust me. 616-667-7937. That's 616-667-7937. Forge3DLLC.com. They can help you with just about anything. 3D printers are absolutely outstanding. Love them so much. Did you know that maybe not Forge 3D, but in the biomedical world, they have the ability to print out body parts now? Like, that's a thing. Hey, print me a new ear. I was just mauled by my neighbor's fucking pit bull. So incredible. Nick says, I need an auto sear made and a little metal removed from something. I'm not sure what that means. Jeremy says, rumor has it, Luigi Mangione is close friends with Forge 3D. Yeah, I don't think that's true. I hadn't heard that one. Tim over at Forge 3D probably would have let me know if he knew who Luigi Mangione is. When EZ started talking about 3D printing body parts, I thought for sure he was going to say dick, LOL. Maureen says, please don't pick on pit bulls. Maureen is very selective when it comes to the things that are supposed to be joked about. It could be any dog. It just happened to be that's what popped into my brain. Are you suggesting that if I said Chihuahua, it would have been okay? Maybe. It probably would have been more funny. I'll give you that. The aforementioned Irvines, of course, thank you again. They sponsor the Facebook page and Twitch. Green Medicine Shop. That's a fantastic recreational cannabis facility as well as a medicinal marijuana shop. The dispensary began as a medicinal shop for the first years of its operation. And you had to buy everything with a med card. And you still can. The advantage there is medicinal marijuana has less mold in it when you buy it. A little bit more strict on the impurities, or less impurities, I should say. And you can buy it if you're over 18. But for the longest time, the Green Medicine Shop was trying to get a recreational cannabis license, and they got it in October, right smack dab in Greenville, Michigan, actually on the outskirts of the downtown area. If you are in or around Greenville, Michigan, or maybe even if you're far away, please make the trip to Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan, because they're a sponsor of mine. So if you'd like to partake in with anything cannabis-related, please do so at thegreenmedicineshop.com. They're open every day, 7 days a week, until 9 p.m. Thank you to Werner Roofing, W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com. They put a new roof on this house. They can do the same for you. Maybe you've just got a few shingles missing. You need a repair. They can take care of that. Or you're going to do the whole big roof replacement. They have everything you need to get started. Go to the website, WernerRoofing.com, W-E-R-N-E-R, roofing.com. Fill out the form. You get a phone call back scheduling the visit from Werner Roofing. And that starts your process. Everything is fantastic. It'll be done in about a day once they get started. And off you go. Fantastic financing options. So you can pay this thing off in a number of years. I financed this roof for a decade. So something that is such a big ticket item is not such a big ticket every month. And you can pay it off early if you like. WernerRoofing.com. All right. There was another radio blowout. I woke up to another message from E-Rock. He and I communicate all the time about radio business personnel being fired. It's been very, very bad. The story that I told you about how the radio company, I found out that Cumulus Broadcasting, who used to employ your old pal EZ, the idea that, you know, they've got radio stations pretty much in every medium-sized city in America. Hundreds of radio stations. They are the number two largest radio company in America. They're having such a hard time that they made it so that the employees will have a harder time doing their jobs by getting rid of Adobe Audition, which is just a simple audio editing program that you have to pay like $20 a month to have it licensed. Well, company-wide, they wiped it out and made all of Cumulus, which used to be known as Citadel, to have to go into those shitty online software free programs and use those. And it's like, are you kidding me? And so that saves them $70,000 a year. In the scope of the big picture, that should be, that's ridiculous. One of you pointed out, it's like a cook at a restaurant being told he can't use utensils anymore. So apt. I wake up to this. EZ, iHeart just had more layoffs in Los Angeles. They let go all the sales assistants and anyone not direct salespeople or not an executive. They are outsourcing sales and copywriting to a company in the Philippines. Then I went to my own private workplace email with iHeart, and sure enough, two people who I know very well in those positions, I've known them for 20 years, it was announced, hey, they're done. So they are part of that. This is, and here, what is it? The 19th. Christmas is right around the corner. And I heard that there's been a lot of blowouts while people are still on the air. From all different companies, not just iHeart. The morning show, Cumulus Morning Show, Lamont and Tonelli, I think they're in San Francisco. They've been on the air for like 40 years. They were told as they went on the air that they weren't coming back. So they got to do the very rare goodbye show. But the idea that you're taking people that are selling advertising and getting paid, you know, kind of a weak wage and hoping on commission, that they're letting those people go and letting some foreign entity take care of that? Ugh, boy. Starman 314 says, my uncle did the morning drive on radio station KGB in San Diego for years. I guess I bring that up because I've been following various things about the radio industry for so long now that it's kind of like just furthering the whole idea of radio station is, or radio's in so much trouble. Not all of them. But even like the locals who run, the locals run it better than the nationals. Like the way they run it at Q100 is much better than any other radio station that is being run by a national company like that. You know, there's, first of all, at Q100, we actually have people on the air. Morning drive, middays, afternoon drive, on into the night. There's someone there doing the show. We have more people working at Q100 for one radio station than what the big companies, national companies in Grand Rapids have. And they have five or six stations. What does that tell you? Linda says the advertising business overall sucks. I'm a casualty of it. Kenny says, what about I quit this bitch? Inetta the mood setter. Say no more, good man. Anytime we can bust out Inetta the mood setter, won't be setting the mood on BLX no more. I made $6. And I'm tired of all you people. Hey, Inetta. As soon as I turn around, dead bitch. I tell you, Inetta won't be setting the mood no more. Because I quit this bitch.
The big station, 93 BLX. It is the Gulf Coast number one for hip hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning. Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? It's Inetta the mood setter. And I told you I had a very important announcement. And here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job. But I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me. And if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified. And after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But Inetta will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Inetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
On the big station, 93 BLX.
Always something interesting to talk about when we can go back to Inetta the mood setter. And it seems like the first time, every time. Chris pointing out, I love how she still does her job and is professional. Oh, yeah. I mean, she didn't like turn on the mic and just say, hey, go fuck yourself. She said, with Ray Ray and Jenny Jen and the Big Show and Jimmy John in the morning. She promoted the show. She talked out of the song and even says, speaking of, I'm not going to be setting the mood no more. You know, here it is. And she had so much sass and soul and sway to it. It's so arousing to hear. I just fucked that joke up. To hear her say that, I mean, just her voice and the gumption, I'm so attracted to Inetta. If I was in the studio after that happened and she got up, I would have immediately buried my nose in that chair and taken in the biggest breath just to get a little twat essence. After that, heady. Ballsy performance by Inetta. And the fact that she kind of settled it all down and said, and by the way, if you're confused, I quit this bitch. Fuck yes. Man. So great. Oh, while that was going on, Mike Ball tried to get a hold of me and see if we can't get him on here.
You.
Status update.
What a clusterfuck. That's the update. But we're good to go.
Everybody in the audience is so thankful for you.
Well, we're never using... Well, I don't want to...
No, you don't. I already threw...
We're using that other one next year.
I threw him under the bus. And by the way, Kenny reminded me to tell you that you're on the podcast live.
Yeah, I assumed. I heard Eric Zane voice.
So, okay, good, good. Yeah, Eric Zaitunian voice, totally different. Yeah. Everybody's so excited and happy that you did such a bang-up job. You and I both kind of had a bad feeling about this one, didn't we?
Yes, there's a lot of moving parts that did not do their part. So it's, yeah.
And, you know,
big shout out to Megan. She calmed my nerves a little bit. Big shout out to Stan Dalemeyer. They came in clutch, had 15 cases of pumpkin pie. So we're, few people are going to get apple, but everybody's going to get pies. And, yeah. And then the, you know, big shout out to my bank that declined my card 5 times. So I kept calling the fraud department, kept authorizing it, kept declining it. 35 minutes later, we finally got that through.
Wow.
Good morning.
Yeah, because you had to, with all those big purchases, that was kind of like weird for your bank, right?
What tripped him off is I did 2 purchases at 2 different Meijers within 30 minutes.
Yep. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.